This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. So, big news, I think. A four-day work week is going to be tested out in the UK in June of this year. So we're going to get into the details and also look at whether this might work here as well. I'm just going to say upfront that I hope it works out well there. I hope we eventually make it here. But anyway, just to say that thus far, about 30 companies have signed up for the trial. It is going to be a six-month program, and firms are going to be allowing staff to work 32 hours per week, but crucially, their compensation and their benefits are going to be unchanged. So no salary cuts, nothing like that, just a reduction of a day's worth of work or 8 hours. And 4 day, I guess, sounds quite catchy, but what we're really talking about is a 32-hour work week. And so companies can also ask staff to stretch that 32 hours over 5 days, you know, just a version of the kind of flexible working hours that we've been talking about, looking at for quite some time. And this pilot in the UK is actually one of several that are being run worldwide by 4 Day Week Global, which advocates for the shorter week. Similar programs are also set to start in the US and Ireland. Others are also planned moving ahead for Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And I mean, there have been books written about it. We've seen people talking about it. But the four-day work week policy, in terms of studies, they have found improvements in a number of important things, right? Worker well-being, productivity, efficiency. Proponents of it have said that a four-day week can lead to happier, more committed employees. People are less likely to be stressed or take sick leave because they have more time to rest and recover. So they are also able to, I guess, return to work more ready to take on challenges. There's also been talk of how it can reduce overhead and other costs. A trial in Microsoft found a 23% drop in electricity costs. And the point was brought up earlier about compensation and benefits being unchanged, right? But the other part of it, the other side of that equation, is that productivity is also expected to stay the same. And in terms of what studies have found, apparently 4 day work weeks also help to increase employee productivity. This has been found in a number of different companies that employees maintain the same productivity level, but there were improvements in other areas. It may end up helping with employee turnover. There are all these things that are benefits, supposedly, as put forward by proponents of this policy. And I have to say, I mean, as somebody who currently works a 5 day work week, I do think that this is a very interesting proposal, especially the part where you think about it, not so much as you don't work every Friday or you don't work every Monday, but more like rather than working 40 hours, you work 32. And you possibly, I guess, being able to work out with your company what that looks like. All of which to say, this is going to be tested out in the UK in June, a 4 day work week, with it rolling out around the world as well later on. Will it ever make it here? Do you want it to? That's the question. Would you want a 4 day work week? Let us know. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be joined by Kanna Tan, a HR manager, to weigh in on this. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking today about a 4 day work week that's going to be tested out in the UK in June of this year and hopefully rolled out in other countries around the world. And we want to look at, well, the benefits of this, but also what this could look like here. In the meantime, let us know, would you want a 4 day work week? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And for more on this, we're crossing over now to Kanna Tan, a HR manager. Kanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good evening.
So what are your thoughts on this 4 day work week that some companies will be taking on in the UK? Are you a fan of this approach?
First of all, thank you for having me. Actually, I'm neither for it nor against it, because to adapt to this 4 day work week, right, it really depends on the industry dependence and also on the job distribution, the job scope as well.
And this suggestion of shortened weeks isn't something that's new. Can you help us understand the thought process behind this proposal? Where does it come from?
Because of the pandemic, I would say, because like, you know, previously on the normal nature, right, we have been working on the 5 days or the 6 days work week, right? But since 2020, when the COVID pandemic actually hits us, so I see that businesses were actually forced, you know, to adapt and to the new normal. And we were, you know, businesses are also, you know, forced to change to survive. Because of that, you know, the mindsets has been shifted out from our comfort zone where people are all sitting in the office. So basically the MCO has actually made everyone to be to work on mobile, you know, to work from home. So that's when the society and business begin to learn, you know, to not just spend their time working at in the office, but to adapt the work from home culture.
So with that said, then, do you think that a similar policy could work here in Malaysia, this idea of a 4 day or 32 hour working week? What might it look like?
I would say it could actually work as some companies are actually already piloting it. But then again, it really depends on the industry. You know, these are actually solely industry dependent on what kind of businesses we are working in, you know, what kind of industry we are in. And however, you know, to have this set up right, it has to, you know, to set up such policy, it will not happen overnight. And then when the businesses wants to implement this 4 days work week, they should also look at both sides between the employers and employee as well. It should not be one-sided, you know, because it's end of the day, it requires the collaboration of, you know, the employers and employer to work together and to see how it actually benefits both parties and also to see how the business should also continue to function better.
So if we get down to it, right, what are the benefits that could come from Malaysian companies taking this on?
Basically, you know, like I said previously, all meetings, you know, we've been working 5 days, 6 days, and every meetings have actually held face-to-face. But then again, for the past 2 years, especially, we have learned to adapt to Zoom meetings, especially to have conversation and meetings with our peers, our bosses, virtually. So it has been like, you know, people are actually adopting to the work from home culture. But again, adopting from the 4 days work, right, it also needs a company to set up, you know, it cannot happen overnight lah. You know, it depends on how we actually set up the operational structure and how it actually works best for both sides. Yeah.
So, I also wanted to bring up something that was mentioned, right, in all these articles, and it's about this idea of well-being and how reducing working hours could help with that. How do you see this working? Would shortening the work week help with employee well-being overall?
Simply put, yes, it will, because but that doesn't mean when you work on a 4 days work week, right, you are just working on 4 days or excluding Saturdays, Sundays. It could be a stretch of the week on how you actually, you have the flexibility to manage the hours, right? So of course, this will actually, first of all, it will actually benefit the mental health of the individual. You know, you will actually see happier employee, you'll be more engaged, you'll be more motivated. But then it's not that you have to fix, you only work Monday to Thursday. It depends on how you want to stretch it. Some people, they work longer hours on certain days, some they have shorter hours. But at the same time, when they adapt to, if we, a company can adopt to this, right? You know, employee will have some me time as well, you know, to arrange their errands, their personal errands, or for maybe, let's say for employees or individual who have family or children, you know, there are some activities that may have to fall on a weekday. So due to that, they can actually have to adjust on their work-life balance based on the shorter work week and the shorter hours.
So, you know, in terms of looking at employee management or even hiring and trying to attract talent, how important is it for companies to provide this kind of flexibility to employees, especially because, as you mentioned, I think, you know, there is this increasing desire to be able to arrange your own time?
Definitely. This is actually a very interesting question. Yeah, because some people, they may not be able to adapt to the, you know, the new norm, this kind of arrangement. But coming at this moment, right, after this, like right now that we are in the endemic, you know, when hiring talent, definitely they will look more into time flexibility on how they can arrange. So by doing so, you can actually find a more positive and higher pool of talents for employers to bring in these talents. Yeah, at the same time, you know, then with this, right, it will also increase the retention rate. You know, you see less attrition because when you have a flexibility on arrangement, employees will be happy. But then again, it has to also come to look into the productivity of the individual. You know, when you have a shorter hours or shorter work week, right, they have to also plan their time, because actually work-life balance, it does not just because you work 5 days, 6 days, then you don't have a work-life balance. It's then how you prioritize your work, how you actually look into your goals and your timelines. So that is when you prioritize and you time manage on your own, that is when flexibility comes in. Every individual, we have to actually learn how to time manage, and when you want to finish a task, then you can actually plan for other things, right? Yeah, so definitely, it would definitely benefit many out there if and a company can actually adopt to this.
So, you know, you mentioned at the start how but a part of why this is a conversation in Malaysia now is because of the MCO, because we were forced to. But I think a part of that is also a lot of companies weren't really that happy about the work from home, partly because we've for a very long time had a very rigid 9-to-5 system. There is also this mindset that productivity is directly tied to office hours. What are the challenges that would come from shifting away from this sort of mindset, especially from a HR perspective?
Definitely, what you say is true. You know, it's very right, because businesses, companies, they cannot adjust. You know, because they have a lot of probably initially start with a lot of negative mindset. You know, would my employee be productive? Are they actually working from home? Are they actually benefit? You know, actually doing what they are supposed to do? How do we monitor them? So throughout this time, I believe when they start. That's when we increase the business communication. We increase checking in and communication between the bank managers and their team and their employees, right? So when you have a frequent check-in, you know, frequent communication, I believe they will tend to get to understand their people more, and then when to know how they are doing, you know, checking in on them. And then all of this, right, it actually inputs a lot of trust. You know, you cannot be you can't control them when you don't see them, right? So, and how do you actually monitor they are actually doing good in their job when they are working from home or remotely? So this actually puts in a lot of trust between the department heads and their employees. Then the communication, you check with them. So that is how then you create the positive vibe, you know, then they'll be more motivated, because like, you know, you actually increase their engagement. So when you increase engagement, an employee will feel that, oh, my superior trusts me, you know, and they see that I'm doing good, and I anytime I can actually communicate them with them more than compared to when I'm actually in the office. Because as a matter of fact, there are times that an individual may not find it comfortable walking into their boss's room or their superior's room to have a face-to-face chat. Yeah.
And how do you see rotating work shifts factoring into these sorts of flexible hours? Because we have already seen, you know, some companies, BFM included, actually taking a team A, team B kind of approach.
Actually, we ourselves here, we also, I mean, many businesses we have actually seen, we have team ABC, you know, a lot of companies, they do that. There'll be one week, a few of them will be from home because due to the social distancing, let's say, and another team working remotely. So, but then the end again, because there's a lot of communication incurred, right? And you engage them together. So then that is where you see the team actually, they can actually adopt to this, whether I'm from home or in the office, they're always communicating. They're always ensure that if they have a project to complete, let's say a deadline to meet, you know, this actually encouraged them to talk and to get things done. They have to find their way to, you know, to collaborate with their team. You know, they have to communicate and get things done. That is how, you know, team A, team B. It's just like, oh, because I get to stay at home, then I don't have to do so much today. No, so that's why they have to really prioritize, right? How they're going to stretch their hours, how they're going to ensure they meet their deadlines, and you know, to be proactive in what they do.
Kenna, you touched on this earlier, but I thought we could close with it. What changes would you like to see to potentially give employees a better work-life balance, also in a way that, like you said, will be mutually beneficial, right, for the employer?
So it's similar to what I've shared earlier. That for the employer side, definitely, we will see a higher retention rate. You know, then if we adopt to this, you definitely have a more happier employee, you know, because mental health is also very important. Stress at work does not mean that you work 5 days, 6 days, like I said earlier. It could be even if you work on from home, but if you have an unhealthy environment at work, right, you still get pressure, you get stressed up. So these are all related to mental health. But if you have a very good culture, you know, and a working environment, a good management, good peers and all, there are people who don't mind going to work and work longer days and hours as well. So end of the day, what we touch base is whether you're working on the, you know, a shorter work week and all, definitely it will benefit both sides. And this will need to take time. It's very important to communicate, right? So because employee engagement between the employee and the employer, I find it is very important. So it doesn't matter whether you work 5 days, 4 days, you know, because stress at work is just, like I mentioned, it's not about how long you work, how many days you work. It could be due to culture or environment where you are. You know, it's basically how you want to time manage, how you want to make the end where you what you are doing. You know, how are you going to be happy in what you do? So if we can, you know, adapt to this, right, then number one, definitely mental health. You see a happy employee, then they'll be more motivated and engaged. So when you have a very good communication between your peers and your bosses, where you work, whether it's from office, from home, whether it's a 5 days, 4 days, I think we are all of us in the society, we can actually create a more positive environment. Yeah.
Kenna, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Kenna Tan, a HR manager, weighing in on the prospect of a four-day work week. And this is something that is actually being tested out in the UK in June. So we wanted to talk about whether this could be something that could work out here as well. And that is the question we've been asking you. Would you want a four-day work week? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.